T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Everything good?
Well, you know, we're getting ready to doom scroll. It's not all good news, but that's just the way it is. Yesterday we talked about, because it had just happened, the school shooting at Oxford High School just outside Detroit, and there's been some updates. We had played audio from that story as soon as we saw it yesterday afternoon from inside the classroom,
right,
where it sounds like someone's knocking on the door claiming to be a sheriff's officer, saying, come out, it's safe. The kids were skeptical. And a lot of people are saying they had good reason to be skeptical, because a lot of people are saying they think that was the shooter who was trying to trick the kids inside that classroom to open the door, but they didn't do it. They ran out the window. I saw that video everywhere last night. And I kept thinking, well, you know, it's just going to, we're going to see more and more of these now. I'd heard about the Snapchat videos, but that's so far. I don't know about you guys. Have you seen any other, like, cell phone video from inside the school?
No.
That's the only one I saw.
Yeah, I think that was the only one.
But there have been some updates. There is now another death. And we're hearing, I think, Julia, you mentioned this too, that it looks like someone else who's in critical condition is in seriously critical condition. So that number could continue to rise. Hopefully not, but could happen. But the news story here is that a high school player at Oxford was shot and killed while trying to disarm that student. And you know, every now and then you hear the stories about a teacher or a student who tried to disarm someone. I cannot think of anything worse than losing your child, especially to something as senseless as this. But the fact that your child will be remembered as this, I hope that he will always be remembered
as a hero,
as this, as an absolute hero.
School shooting at Oxford High School.
The first 911 call was made at 12:51 p.m. local time. Over 100 more calls followed.
Requesting medical assistance. Multiple ambulances if possible.
Police officers were dispatched by 12:52 p.m., and in the next 2 to 3 minutes, they had the suspect in custody, a 15-year-old sophomore, armed with a semi-automatic gun, firing at least 12 rounds.
It was loaded at the time and still contained 7 rounds of ammunition. When they took it from him, that, again, I believe, interrupted what potentially could have been 7 more victims.
Tate Meyer, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, according to BustedCoverage.com, a star junior at the Oxford High School football team, was one of multiple victims who was fatally shot Tuesday during the school shooting. According to TMZ Sports, witnesses say Meyer was shot and killed while trying to disarm the gunman. The 16-year-old reportedly attempted to stop the shooter when he was shot during the confrontation. Meyer died of his injuries in a police car while being rushed to a local hospital. I'll tell you this right now. I know me now and I know me then. I would not have the guts to do that.
Right.
I'd be running. I like to think I'd have the guts to try and help some people out the door.
We all think you act heroic, but it really, you know.
I know that certainly at that level of fear, you know, risk and everything else, I know I don't have what it takes, and I think most people probably don't have what it takes. Just
it makes no
tragic.
Sense.
It just doesn't make any sense. And I know I say this every time too, but what does the rest of the world say? They see these stories, they wake up and they hear these stories, and they just
think. The problem, you know what? We can talk about it forever, but the problem is that we got to do something. We have to at least come together, right, left, whatever it is, come together and say, we got to stop this somehow. We haven't been able to do that. And to me, that is like, I get it, man. you know, let's go Brandon, and, you know, Trump's a terrorist, and these things left and right, right and left, gun control, Second Amendment rights, like, you know, all those things. Like, we get further and further and further divided. But it feels like the one thing we should be able to come together on is that our children don't get murdered. That we figure out a simple solution to stop that. And we can't even get there. I can't imagine. I see these stories and I think about, you know, my kids and, you know, I don't, you know, there's no words. Well, we have to do better as a people. We have to quit letting people divide us. We have to quit letting large lobbyists divide us. We have to quit letting political parties divide us. And we have to say, look, on one issue, we're going to come together and stop the our only job is to protect our children. It's our only job. Let's start doing it.
Yeah. And what was...
And I'll listen to you. Tell me how. But it can't be... Look, I get it. I'm not from my side where you're saying it can't be outlaw all guns, which is me. That's where I start. Get rid of them. It can't be on your side. Let's start arming second grade teachers. So now that we've stopped there, let's start moving towards a goal. A goal.
And if those were the two...
And if there's any sides. Compromise, as we go to compromise, a compromise, when you do a contract negotiation with a company, right? If you're trying to buy a car from someone, you probably walk out of there if the compromise is fair, because there is no real word as fair, right?
Right.
Fair is usually to say, well, that was fair. That usually goes to the winner. We should both walk out of there going like, that ain't perfect. And you should be walking out of there going, damn, boy, we gave up a little bit more than we wanted. Let's get to that part.
Yeah.
And we got to get there quick. Anyway, I don't, you know, you listen
so
to me all day.
You mentioned arming teachers with guns, and because that was an actual thing that was said multiple times, and so it was said, we're going to start doing it. Now, you say that the other extreme end on the left is get rid of guns. So I will say this. We talked about arming teachers. We've heard stories about how apparently some teachers in some schools in some parts of the country are now armed. Or there's more adults, at least, in the school that are armed. So we've at least sort of tried that. And we have not tried outlawing guns. And the argument is that you can't outlaw guns already out there. It's like outlawing drugs. Okay. But we have somewhat gone down this road of we're going to arm more people. But every time this happens, it's another bad guy with a gun with no good guy with the gun.
Right.
So, you know, it just keeps happening. We agree on more than we disagree. Don't believe what they tell you. We do.
We can get there. If I'm willing to go to somewhere towards the middle with you, if I'm willing to go there with you, then you gotta go. You gotta go. And you just gotta say, you know what? Because you know who doesn't care about politics? The shooter.
Right. No.
The kid's getting shot.
No.
So we gotta be better than that. We're the adults. We're supposed to be the adults in the room.
Yes. Please don't allow the media to tell you what my opinion is, and I promise I'll try to afford you the same privilege.
Yes.
Did you hear about this woman who was accused of shoplifting at Walmart in Alabama? Did everyone see this story? This happened a while ago. She had been using the self-checkout line at a Walmart, and apparently there had been some problems. The machine jammed, whatever. An employee came over, helped her finish scanning stuff. She had her groceries. She's walking out. Apparently they came and stopped her, and then they had accused her of shoplifting. She said she didn't steal anything, and there was a back and forth. And eventually they had, I guess, at least said they were about to drop the charges. Well, she gets a letter from the lawyers of Walmart, the lawyers representing at least Walmart in this particular case. And they said, look, we will drop all of this if you pay us $200. So this is in December of 2016 that she began receiving these letters from this law firm in Florida that said, listen, if you don't pay us $200, then we're going to have to file a civil suit against you. But if you pay it, it'll go away. Now, I did not know this was a thing, but apparently this is quite common. So this woman decided, you know what? She said she thought about paying the $200 to make it go away, but then she thought, I shouldn't have to pay the $200. So she decided, I'm going to sue. So she filed a lawsuit against Walmart and against this whole shoplifting arrest, because she said it made it harder for her to find a job, not to mention she didn't want to pay the money that she didn't feel that she owed to get out of this thing. And it turns out Walmart, and I'm guessing they're not the only ones, make a lot of money in the course of a year through things similar to this, situations where someone says, hey, just pay us this much money and then there won't be a civil suit charged against you. And most people just pay. I've seen several different numbers. I saw one number that said it could be as high as $300 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And well, they say they caught you shoplifting. Even if you didn't, they say we just pay $200. And
well, here's the thing. Even if you didn't, or even if you did, maybe. I don't know if they're trying to say that it's a, that the $300 million is a combination of both. I
but
would have to assume
you're not going through any legal
Right, they're saying
proceedings,
we won't file
so then
civil
you're
charges.
Not, then you didn't.
Right, right. I mean,
you see what I'm saying? Like, even if you did shoplift, you didn't because there was no legal proceedings to prove you guilty.
So when this happened, she explained to them what had happened. Machine jammed. I talked to the woman who worked there. They didn't believe it. She was later arrested for shoplifting.
So but she was arrested.
But her case was dismissed. And later, it says, was dismissed a year later for want of prosecution, according to the lawsuit. Then in December 2016, according to her lawsuit, she began receiving letters from a Florida law firm threatening to file a civil suit against her if she did not pay $200. She said Walmart had directed the firm to send the letters. That's her accusation. So she sues. She says it's made it harder for her to get a job, all these things. She won $2.1 million.
Wow. Leslie Nurse says she was at the self-checkout at the Sims Walmart with her husband and three kids, fighting a malfunctioning scanner, even getting help from a Walmart associate. After she thought she'd finished and paid, she was stopped by an asset protection manager.
I remember going in that little room and I was like, this will be resolved. This was an accident. This wasn't on purpose.
She was eventually charged with stealing $48 worth of groceries, 11 items in all. She was eventually arrested, mugshot taken. But the criminal charge was eventually dropped when no one from Walmart showed up to court. By then, she said, the damage to her reputation had already been done. Her ability to make a living stifled by the criminal charge. What was worse, she continued to receive demand letters from a Walmart-affiliated law firm offering to drop the matter if she paid them $200.
WKRG reported that an expert testified Walmart and other major retailers routinely use this practice of settlements in states where the laws allow it. Testimony stated Walmart made hundreds of millions of dollars from the practice in a two-year period. Defense attorneys for Walmart argued the practice is legal under Alabama law. A spokesperson for Walmart said the company will be filing motions as it doesn't, quote, believe the verdict is supposed to be evidence and the damages awarded exceeds what is allowed by the law. Now, I will say this. The jury did not find for her in every single instance. She had sued them for false imprisonment and a couple of other things and false arrest. Apparently, they sided with Walmart on that. But when it comes to asking her to pay $200, or this law firm asking her to pay $200 to put this whole thing to bed, they said, we don't like that. And right. We think they're using it to get money. And so she got $2.1 million.
All right. Well, there's a lot of things in that story I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know how
one
many states allow this.
If I get caught shoplifting from Target, someone from Target has to show up?
Yeah, I guess so. If you go to court. If you
really?
Go to court, yeah. I guess that's the case with anything. You know, if you get a ticket, the cop has to show up technically if you want to go to trial or whatever.
Well, if someone steals my car, I don't have to show up.
What would you go to court for, though? Who are you suing? Or what's the problem?
Well, no, they said that her case was dismissed because somebody from Walmart
didn't show up to court, right.
If someone stole my car out of my driveway, I don't have to show up to court for that.
Oh, if they go to court for it? I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. Could the, if you're the one pressing charges.
I'm not, though. The state will pick it up.
Okay, so then they're the ones
that show up to court. If they steal my car, then I don't have to go. The district attorney
goes. So then they're the one that shows up to court.
Wouldn't that be the same in the case?
I don't know. Well, and it depends on the state,
too. You know what? Who cares?
Who cares? She's a millionaire now.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.